You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com. I am Dave Graveline with Chris Graveline's Cold, Darn You.
Well, you're welcome. That's because I've always been taught by you to share.
To share. It's a sharing is caring, but not your cold. Because now I've got the cold, body aches and pains, just a cold, I'm sure, scratchy throat, the whole bit. It was more from...
Call in Win Stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, it was your son that gave us...
He gave
us,
it to me, of us gave it to you.
I think you both gave it. Anyway, so 'tis the time not to be having a cold because it makes you a little more anxious than the normal cold.
Yeah, I found myself when I had my cold, I'm still on the tail end of it, but when I had it and I was going out to the store and I had to cough, I tried very hard to cover it up and not let people see that I'm coughing.
Yeah, very strange times indeed, but thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow during our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of cool techie things available today and into tomorrow. And as long as my scratchy throat holds out, then we've got a 3-hour show jam-packed with all kinds of stuff. Oh, including someone who is going to help make all of us that have to work from home, for example, have a better attitude about things. Make you smile about them. We have a comedian that she's got some terrific ideas. So you want to stay tuned. She'll be coming up among other guests and, of course, your calls on the show today. This is especially good where Erasmo is separated by a big plate glass window in the control room. Because you're finishing up your cold that you and your son gave to me, so now I've got the cold.
Right. And I have a feeling you're going to pass it back to me since, we're sitting across from each other in the studio here.
Count on it.
It's just going to be going back and forth for,
I will try, seconds. However, to cough in this direction, pardon me, as opposed to your direction.
Right. Now everybody has to sanitize their speakers.
Yeah, you better sanitize your speakers. No, you can't get a cold or the flu or even coronavirus over the radio or over the phone or over the internet or anything like that. So have
no
fear.
My mother claims that I gave it to her and she's in South Carolina, but she gave it to her over the phone a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that's different because that's your mother.
Yeah. Well, I was just doing what
I've
been told to do.
One of my exes, so I know she's just weird.
Well, I was doing what I've been told to do by everybody. Everybody says that if you have parents that are up there in years, to check on them. So I called to check on my mother who's up there in years. I don't have to call and check on you because I see you every day.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, because, I keep trying to tell you social distancing, but, but our listeners count on us being here.
That's true. See, and as professional broadcasters, we have to be responsible and bring our audience the latest. Unfortunately, in our tech news segments, most everything is COVID-19 related as it relates to your tech. Sorry about that. I thought early in the week, we need to do a show that is just coronavirus free. Well, the show's virus-free, but not the content, because there's so much that we need to share with you these days. And we're not going to talk about stats and those kind of things. We're just going to talk about how such things as the world's networks should largely remain healthy, despite the additional burden that coronavirus mandated remote work, school closings, and, of course, that ever-popular social distancing place on bandwidth. One cable company and an internet advocacy group is asserting that things are going to be fine in terms of bandwidth and whatnot. A Charter Communications exec says its network should survive daytime surges since it's built to maintain service even for especially heavy nighttime peaks. Which, that makes sense to me. If you, like most people, you work during the day normally, and then you get home at night and everybody's online. And if your internet has been working fine at night, it's certainly going to be able to support you during the day.
But, of course, that's the issue I have, because in the community I live in, the entire community is only wired for Comcast cable internet.
Yeah, I know. You're so lucky.
Or you can do satellite. So, and now with everybody being home, everybody's using the internet. And cable, they can tell you all they want that your connection is your connection, but it's all shared.
Of course.
So yeah. I'm expecting over the next several weeks for my internet service to be even more kaput than usual.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. But some are actually stepping up and either increasing some bandwidth wherever possible, which is good because they know a lot more people, whether it's working or schooling at home or even just entertaining at home. A lot of people are watching a lot more movies and various streaming services and things, which is certainly hogging the network. But they're all saying they should be fine with their bandwidth. And some, if they've suspended you, are unsuspending you, or if you have a past due bill, under the circumstances, it's the least they can do to step up and be a good corporate citizen and say, we're going to make sure at least through by the time we get through all of this that we're going to help you out.
Some of the major ones, AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, or I say Comcast and Verizon, are among a slew of companies that have committed to keeping Americans connected even if they can't pay their bills during this outbreak. Dozens of internet and telephone service providers have signed the FCC's Keep Americans Connected pledge. The companies have agreed to, quote, not terminate service to any residential or small business customers because of their inability to pay their bills due to the disruptions caused by the coronavirus pandemic, for a 60-day period. They have also promised to waive any late fees incurred and open their Wi-Fi hotspots to any American who needs them.
I think calling it the Keep Americans Connected pledge is not only a major PR move, but again, it's the least they can do.
Right. Well, and remember, anytime they sign anything that's called a pledge, they're basically saying, yeah, we say we're going to do this.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily mean we have to.
Yeah, it's not a promise.
Yeah.
It's just a pledge. So we shall see. Apple has banned coronavirus-related games and entertainment apps from the App Store while updating its review process for health-related apps to fight misinformation. They said that they're evaluating apps critically to ensure data sources are reputable, which is good. I'm glad they're doing that. Everybody should be doing that because there's enough nonsense out there, and especially some home remedies that are popping up. But there are no home remedies, all right? Just like there is no vaccine. I saw somebody had posted that, too. Some country came up with a vaccine, and here's how you can order it. No, not the case. So just listen to actual health officials, especially those here in the U.S., the CDC and RFDA and those people that know what they're doing, and don't panic and don't get nuts. We're, I hope, again, being responsible broadcasters to remind you to just use caution and some common sense. Amazing how that flies out the window for a lot of people during any kind of crisis.
Yeah, and I've always said, too, if you see one of these stories online, you don't know if it's true or not, always try to find another source or another two sources and make sure at least one of those sources is like a reputable, well-known news source. If you keep, if you see even the same article, but it's from two news organizations from, some other country you've never even heard of, don't know if you can trust it or not.
Exactly. Or a news organization you never heard of.
Yeah.
So that same kind of thing. There's a lot of those that have popped up, too, that are trying to report on various things, politics and all the other blah, blah, blah. But this as well, if it doesn't sound like a reputable organization that you've heard of, and by reputable, I don't mean CNN, question it or search for more information. We did that the other day when I saw a story that was out of France saying not to use ibuprofen if you are infected with COVID-19 because it can apparently enhance the bad results. But I remember telling you, as soon as I saw that and I read the article, I said, I didn't see it anywhere else. Well, then you found another story from yet another source confirming that. It was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
So much for my Motrin with body aches and pains or something. But that's what you got to do. Don't take one source if that's something that might affect you or concern you or your loved ones as gospel, if you will. If it sounds a little odd, you haven't heard it before, then do a little more digging and see if you can find two or three sources. It's called vetting. You're actually vetting your own sources to see if additional resources are telling you something that you either need to verify or confirm doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's something that we make sure even our research team does when we're, mm-hmm. when we're coming up with, you know, when we get phone calls and your questions, something that we don't know off the top of our head. We got a great team of researchers that when they look for an answer, they also look multiple sources to make sure that this tip that we're offering isn't just one person saying, yeah, I think this might work. You know?
And that's where Horatio and his team play that role very importantly, too, because we always want to give you multiple regular tech questions. We try to give you multiple options. If it's a recommendation of a product, we'll try to recommend two or three products, not just one thing, because there's always options available to you. If it's solving a software issue, we try to recommend a couple of options for you. And that's for that same reason. You know, we try to vet your questions about tech in the same way. It's important to do just that.
The gadgets such as smartwatches and Fitbits that we wear daily are often riddled with germs and bacteria.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And in the wake of the spreading coronavirus, now might be the time to pull out the alcohol wipes. Deborah Goff, an infectious disease specialist at Ohio State University, says any solid surface can be a transmitter for COVID-19, and that includes your Apple Watch and your Fitbit.
Oh, and includes your Android watches as well,
course.
And any wearable, and, of course, your phone and your tablet. We talked about that last week on the show.
Yeah, people often remember to wash their hands, which is one of the best ways to avoid catching coronavirus, according to the World Health Organization.
And what's sad is that so many people finally have learned how to wash their hands that they haven't been doing it properly all these years, perhaps.
Yeah, And smartwatches don't get that same level of attention. We use our dirty fingers to open notifications and count our steps, then go to the sink, lather up and kill germs on our hands before proceeding to tap away at those unclean screens on our wrists. And something else to consider, even long before this coronavirus outbreak, studies have proven that your smartphone is about 7 times dirtier than your toilet.
Ew.
So keep these things clean, people.
Oh. Yeah, we even said last week that you can use a Clorox wipe. Don't soak it on your smartphone, on your tablets, on your smartwatch screen.
Which I do.
In general.
I take the Clorox wipe. I sort of wring it out so it gets rid of the excess juice.
Yeah.
Clorox juice. And then I'll clean it. Yeah.
Don't drink it. But that's what you got to do, and that's true. Squeeze it so it's not just dripping, sopping wet. And then use that on your devices and just give them a nice once-over. And people have asked us, how often should I do that? Once a day. Or if you happen to be out and about, and if anyone else grabs your phone or something, then do it again. Yeah. It's just like washing your hands. Just stay clean.
Yeah. In fact, I've noticed, though, even when we were out with some friends, that, you know, I've often, you know, handed my phone to somebody to show them a picture or something on Facebook, and I tried doing that the other day to a couple of people, and they're like, yeah, I don't want to touch that.
I'm like, okay, can you pinch Zoom for me? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay, here. That's true. Fausto shouldn't have been so scared, but he's a wimp.
But
anyway.
Hey, you know, I guess this is going to be the new normal.
Yeah. Now, something else that's come up from a lot of our listeners as well is takeout or home delivery safe to order these days. And then we're saying, well, we always look for the tech angle of everything. So thus far, experts have said there isn't any reason to believe the coronavirus can be spread through food. So by all means, especially support your local family-owned restaurants so they can stay in business through this pandemic. It's bad enough that, of course, servers, in many cases, won't have any business with restaurants closed except for takeout and their kitchens open for delivery. But it's important that you use your tech to order. Use your phone, use your tablet, or even use your phone to call the local restaurant and, of course, pay in advance. Ask them to just leave it at the door and then leave after letting you know it's there. You know, knock on the door and run or do whatever they want to do. Stick with restaurants you know and trust. And here's something that I didn't really think of before now. Use your own silverware as opposed to disposable plastic cutlery that they may have just tossed loosely into a bag. Now, if it's closed up and sealed, I'm sure it's fine. But if you're concerned about things like that, then you know what? Yeah, if there's just a loose fork and knife or something, I wouldn't use it. Just toss them and use your own that you wash. Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I got a notification from Grubhub the other night, just popped up on my phone, that they're now offering a contact-free delivery.
Yeah.
Where apparently, I guess you
open
can,
the door, they throw it in.
Well, you set a location outside your home, you take a picture of it, and it'll send it to the driver and say, this is where I'd like you to leave my food.
Oh, so take a picture of the area you want them to leave it, which hopefully is at your front door, but maybe there's something behind a recycle bin or something to hide it.
So I guess you send that, then they'll send you a notification when your food has been left at that spot.
Okay. Well, that's very good. But now, speaking of Grubhub and all of the others, DoorDash and so forth, make sure they're not increasing their delivery charges, because that's not being a good corporate citizen. If anything, they should be discounting them. Look for restaurants, especially your favorites, that might be saying, you know what, during this time, free delivery. Please, just support us. And then tip them well, okay? Because that's how they're going to make any money. And you want your favorite restaurants to be around in another month or two, when hopefully everything blows over and we're back to quote-unquote, air quotes, normal. And then they're there where you can go and eat in their dining room again.
Yeah, and especially if there's a local restaurant that advertises on the radio station you're listening to us on, support them, because that will indirectly support the station, which helps bring us to you every week.
There you go. See? More good thinking all the way into tomorrow. Steve in Lake Villa, Illinois, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. And we love you for it, Steve, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
I have a question. I have a Roku Ultra. I have some Roku Sticks. I've tried Google Chrome. I haven't tried the Amazon Fire Stick. Which player do you prefer? Roku, Fire Stick, Chromecast, Apple TV? Just want my biggest bang for my buck. Roku seemed to do that, but not sure anymore. I like trying different things.
Well, that's very cool. A great question, too. And, Steve, I like the fact that you like trying different things. It's what we do, of course. The Roku still probably is the best bang for your buck. Roku, pretty inexpensive. They come with a great number of streaming sources, and they have some nice features like the headphone jack in the remotes. Both the Amazon Fire Sticks and Apple TV, the two options that you haven't tried, will both give you relatively similar experience to the Roku, in that they are more centered around apps that act as channels, as opposed to, say, Google's casting model.
Yeah, now, since you like to try different things, a Fire Stick seems like the next obvious one to try. They're pretty inexpensive, they include some Alexa functionality, and they're generally okay. You may find them a little clunkier than what you're used to, but they're not bad by any means. The Fire TV Sticks are my device of choice, and I've got one on all the TVs in my house, but I'm also a Prime member, and being a native Amazon device, they work best with Prime content, in my opinion. Now, Apple TVs are great if you're already invested in the Apple ecosystem. They play nice with all of Apple's products, but they're very expensive compared to pretty much any other system.
Yeah, because they have to have that piece of fruit on them. That's what makes them more expensive. But they also work with Android devices, Android TVs, and that sort of thing, right?
Right, and the Apple TVs, are compared to pretty much any other system, they're very expensive. But since what you're paying for is an access point to external streaming services more than anything else, the price difference may be hard to justify unless it's the system that you specifically want to buy.
Let us know what you end up with and what you liked about it. And stay tuned into tomorrow.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Two congratulations on your 25 years, guys. You've helped me out a lot in the last few years. I can't wait to see what the future holds for all of us.
And us, too. Thank you very much. Penny in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
This week in 1857, Elisha Otis installed his first elevator at 488 Broadway in New York City. In 1954 this week, Radio Corporation of America, or RCA, began commercial production of TV sets that were equipped to receive programs in living color. To buy one of these huge sets, television buyers spent $1,000 and more. In 1993 this week, the Intel Corporation shipped the first Pentium chips, featuring a 60 megahertz clock speed and a 64-bit data path.
Woo!
Cool!
In 2001, Russia's orbiting Mir space station ended its 15-year Earth orbit with a fiery plunge into the South Pacific. And this week, in 2006, the social media site Twitter was founded. Now, after only 14 years, the popular social media platform has around 330 million active users.
Anti-social media.
Yes. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts with the help of Timeshare Compliance. Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech. Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Hearing from you makes the show. You, our audience, make the broadcast. Let us solve your digital dilemmas. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, anything involving consumer tech, we want to hear from you at your convenience, by the way. You don't have to wait until you hear the show on your favorite radio station or streaming or podcast or other channel or source. You can call anytime, and then we'll get you on the very next program, hopefully, and answer your question and address your concerns. Again, when I say call us, I also mean use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. We'd love it if you search those two words in your favorite app store, iOS devices, Android devices, smartphones, tablets, what have you, iPhones, iPads. Put the app on there. It takes up very little room. And then you can participate that way easily. It sounds like you're right here in the studio with us when you hold down the button that says message the studio. And then let us address your concerns. We're happy to do just that. Or the old-fashioned way, you can pick up any phone and dial 800-899-4686. 800-899-INTO. And join us on Into Tomorrow. Our next guest performs comedy shows and humor keynotes for corporations and associations, and I think this lady has the right attitude these days especially. Comedian, comedy writer, keynote speaker, the work lady is how she's known, Jan McGinnis. Jan, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm excellent, Dave. I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. One of the things that caught my attention is that you've been giving some really good tips about working at home. And it seems as though most of us are having to do that for the most part these days. And some top tips why working from home is better than the office. And I think a lot of people can perhaps relate to that.
It is
I've been working at home for 25 years. Certainly, I tour the country, but in order to get the gigs to tour, you got to work from home. And
sure.
I've been doing it for 25 years. So lots of ideas for, you know, things you might not have thought about when you're working from home.
Like, for example?
For example, you know, people tell you, oh, you got to find a space in your house to make it your office. Yeah, that's right, but there's other things you might not think about, such as your chair, okay? You probably sit in your office chair 30 minutes a month to do bills. Get a comfortable chair now. Your back will thank you in a month when this is over.
Good point.
You don't think about things like the chair. Technology. Okay, the biggest frustration working from home would be technology, right? I don't know if your listeners out there would agree, but I feel like having to figure out the technology. Get your IT guy right now on speed dial, okay? Hmm. When your computer goes, you're going to want to get that. There's not going to be anybody to come in and sit down next to you and, you know, fix it really quick.
True.
You need to have that guy on handy, and you don't want to be fumbling around trying to find the number. Buy coffee. You know, you're going to be not drinking the free coffee anymore at the office. You're going to go through double, triple what you usually drink.
So you might even have to break down and buy a coffee maker, because if it's something that you depend on your office for, you know, as soon as you get to work and all day and right before you go home, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I need a K-cup type thing myself.
Right, things you don't think about that just you get at work, you know. People will joke about wearing sweatpants. Oh, you can wear your pajamas. Don't do that.
Really?
Then you will not fit into your work clothes in 3 weeks.
Oh, something that I bet a lot of us haven't thought about. It's like,
yeah.
Everybody thinks, well, at least, yeah, I could just roll out of bed and be there. And if I have to do like a webcam thing, then I at least put on a business shirt or maybe even a sport coat. But I'm just in my underwear. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, but you're right, though. If you're wearing comfortable clothes because you can, then you're also maybe pigging out throughout the day. That's not good.
Right. And so you don't have to full-blown, you know, dress up for work, but have some semblance of regular clothes you'd wear so that you'll fit into them. And along those lines, I know we're all running to the grocery store, but I'm telling you, watch what you buy. Don't buy a ton of snacks, because you've got to make it hard to reach the snacks. You know, you have to leave them at the store, because otherwise you will be snacking all day and you'll be eating all the food you bought within the first week, because you're home. You can walk to the fridge back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So you got to watch that sort of stuff.
I'm hoping Chris and the guys in the control room are listening to that, because they're snacking way too much in that control room, and they're just getting bigger and bigger, and that's going to be a problem. I'm wondering, though, what you think, Jan, about talking about not just wearing pajamas or sweatpants and a T-shirt. Do you think there's also an attitude if you... Not so much dressing up for work, but almost having kind of more of a work mentality, that you're going to get more work done because you're kind of looking the part, even if you're just at home?
Yeah, of course. If you're in your pajamas, it's more of a draw. It's kind of a magnetic draw to the TV.
Yeah, or even the afternoon nap that you wouldn't normally be able to take.
Right. So, and also, funny, working at home, if you're dressing in your pajamas and all of a sudden you have to run out to the store or something. I've found myself standing in a mall, you know, wearing ratty jeans and T-shirt and going, okay, how did I get here with this?
Yeah. If you're only going to Walmart, that's a different story. But if you're going to hit any other store, assuming they're even open, then, yeah, you'd need to at least dress a little appropriately.
Yeah, even if you go to the grocery store. But that would give you a 6 feet boundary around you if you dress really badly.
Oh, jeez. Well, see, we could all learn a lot from these social distancing kinds of things, including the fact that you just don't want to be near them.
Right. But also apps on your phone. You know, when you're working, one thing that I found working at home is I can sit down at, you know, 7 in the morning and all of a sudden it's noon and I haven't taken a break. Get some sort of a walk app, something that will remind you to get up and move.
Oh, so good point.
Yeah, so that you're not spending, you know, it's easy to just get sucked into finishing up this work and not paying attention to trying to stay in shape and get up and walk around and not always just to the fridge.
So that's a very good point and very important as well. So, of course, when you're downloading apps, be sure to snag the Into Tomorrow app. We're not going to help you fitness-wise necessarily, but we will keep you entertained and informed with people like Jan on the show. You can hear 24/7 and have that in the background. Maybe not so much the TV, because then you're distracted from your work, but you can certainly play the radio, you know, play our stream, that kind of thing, and stay productive.
And, you know, social media, the biggest thing when I left my day job 26 years ago was no coworkers. I know coworkers are annoying. They can be, some of them. But you really need to find some social apps and give yourself a little bit of a mental break and jump on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all the different things that you can jump on to just stay in touch with people, because you're not going to have coworker drop-ins. You're not going to have, any kind of contact with people, and that for your own mental sanity, you need to keep in touch with people. So sure, download some social apps and make a little time for that too.
I feel sorry for the FedEx and UPS and letter carriers and that kind of thing, because you know you're going to be standing at your door taking a box and just trying to engage in conversation with another human being in person. I mean, you know,
six
feet away, open the door, stand back. But still, these poor people have deliveries to make, and you're going to be kind of wanting to. So how are things?
Right. That's the real world. Yeah.
I'm not going to make you sign because you don't want to touch anything, but I got to go. You know?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, perhaps that's something that people are going to be having to deal with as well. So don't forget to, I guess, use your webcam, too, once in a while. That's the other reason for dressing at least in a nice shirt, because maybe you want to engage socially that way. And I hear people already that are saying, no, it's social distancing. I'm not engaging, period. Well, you can't catch anything over the webcam.
For now, at least, as far as we know right now.
Right. Well, it might be a computer virus, but it's not going to affect you.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, yeah, things people just don't think about, you know, that you think, oh, I just pop a computer up in my office and that's it, and sit in my pajamas, and it's really a lot more to working at home than that.
Mm. Do you think, Jan, that people are, if they're used to working at home for, let's all hope this doesn't last too long, but, you know, maybe a month, maybe a couple of months, that they're going to say, you know, this is so much better than going to the office even when it's okay to, I'm going to just stay home from now on.
Yeah, that, or we may have a wave of baby boomers retiring a lot earlier than they were going to.
Yeah, very, speaking of which, of course, around Christmas time this year, I think we're just going to have a wave of babies.
Yeah, for sure, I think perhaps in a couple of weeks, if your spouse is also working at home, a wave of divorces.
You know, very good point. I was talking to a friend of mine as well that says his partner was finally getting permission to work from home. And I said, well, think about this. You know, do you really want to be around each other all day, every day? And then work involves one of you's on the phone. The other one's, hey, not so loud, or this or that. And they have a small apartment. And it's like, really? Do you? And then,
right.
And then the reaction was, OMG, what have I done?
Right, for me, I'm like, all right, everyone, shut up. I've got to get on the radio. Shut up.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you got to put the dog out back because you got things to do, a conference call, being on the air, whatever the case. You got to think about all these kind of things, because while there are some great advantages for most of us working at home, there are also disadvantages, many of which you pointed out, too, the distractions.
There are good advantages, though. I mean, you never have to, chip in for Krabby Kathy's birthday at lunch. You didn't want to go to her lunch anyway. Now you don't have to.
You don't have to buy those darn school candies either that every other person is bringing in from their kids.
You'll save thousands on that. Also, you can make better lunch choices. No more deciding at 6 a.m. what you want to eat at noon.
That's true.
Now it's 11:59. Hey, the world is your oyster. Open the fridge. It's all yours, too. You can pick anything you want.
No, that's a good point. You don't have to write your name on your lunch.
Yeah. and you get to the leftovers first, provided your spouse or partner is not working from home.
Yeah.
You had salmon last night. Hey, you can have salmon first this morning.
We're talking with Jan McGinnis, comedian, comedy writer, and keynote speaker, theworklady.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more to keep you smiling, I hope. Maybe a little LOLing going on, and try to maintain a sense of humor. Because we'll all get through this all the way into tomorrow.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're talking with Jan McGinnis, comedian, comedy writer, and keynote speaker. What are some of the things to watch out for, though? The overall pitfalls, do you think, when working at home, so that folks also have a little bit of a head start, maybe, in this before they get all excited?
Well, I would say that the pitfalls would be watch the food you stock up on. Seriously, I joke about it, but it's... You were buying a lot of food these days. I saw people in the grocery store. I was in the grocery store, and you will eat the same amount of food. It's just it's very easy to get, you know, into snacking all the time. Don't buy snack. Don't buy candy. Don't buy stuff that, you know, that's your weakness. Sure, you want to treat yourself. Make it hard. Everyone has a fridge in their garage. Put it down there. So it's at least an effort to go down to get it, you know?
Yeah.
Make it a little harder because... Those are the pitfalls you got to watch out for. You got to watch out for, like I said, not working straight through the whole day. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a social break. Get up and walk around. Move. Otherwise, you're gonna you know, wake up at 5 p.m. and you haven't done anything but sit in a chair.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my gosh. So many things to think about. And we invite our audience to visit theworklady.com for more. And perhaps you've got a group of less than 10 people and you need a keynote speaker. Or when this blows over, and it will, you certainly want to look at Jan for humor keynotes, comedy shows, just the whole gamut, because she will keep you smiling. Theworklady.com. Why that name? How'd that come about?
McGinnis and Jan McGinnis, and so I thought I do a lot of work humor. I do office humor. I do other humor on dieting and kids and that sort of thing, but also work humor. So I started out just saying that, and it kind of picked up on it. Maybe it'll be the work at home lady now.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll look for a change, but just make sure the worklady.com points to the work lady at home or work at home lady or whatever. Yeah,
but it's good to laugh, you know, in these times. I think people need some laughter and need to kind of change their outlook. We're not laughing at the virus. Certainly it's a serious matter, but you can certainly have some fun with the subjects around the virus, our crazy shopping, our, you know, our need for thousands of rolls of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Have some fun around it and give yourself a break and laugh.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, because I am so tired of people that say, how dare you laugh at a time with such a serious thing? And you're right. We're not laughing at the people, certainly not laughing at the deaths involved and so forth. But we're trying to maintain not only a sense of humor, but just a realistic part of our life, that we'll get through this. And sometimes you got to smile your way. way through something in order to help. And I think that's what you're helping us do. And I very much appreciate it. I have put more fun memes on Facebook and all of my anti-social media stuff than I ever did before. And people are reacting to it. And they're liking it. And they're sending me private messages. Hey, thanks, because so many other people are so down about everything. And there's a lot of reasons to be down, yeah. But pick yourself up and let's try to just get through it together. And Jan, you're helping us do just that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've been using an app that makes my dog talk. So I have my dog talking and giving virus updates on Facebook. And feel free to check it out on Facebook there. And it's fun. People love hearing my dog Delilah talk about today. It was the sock market. And she didn't understand it was a sock market.
The sock market. Oh, geez.
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun with that.
I'll bet.
You know, we're not laughing. Again, we're not laughing at the coronavirus. We're not making fun of all the seriousness. But you can certainly have some fun with things around the virus. You know, the shopping and the hoarding and the working from home and that sort of thing. You can certainly have some fun with the subject around it and give yourself a little bit of a mental break.
Yes, and we all need that, and especially if you're cooped up, for lack of a better term, if you're self-quarantining, if you're social distancing, whatever term you want to use, if you're imprisoned in your own home for a while, then you've got to find some things to just make you smile. I found myself looking at more DVR comedies. You know, I've got a ton of stuff I haven't watched, and when I can push away from the computer and the work and just sit back and say, okay, I need to relax, I'm watching less of the serious stuff, you know, less of the dramas, and more of the sitcoms, because I felt that it just kind of helps me to LOL, you know, and why not? You know, we need to deal with it, and God forbid any of us should catch it and have, you know, serious issues and things of that. I think all the more reason to keep up your attitude and try to fight through it by smiling, by laughing, by engaging digitally with as many people as you can.
For sure, yeah. We're gonna all get through this, and you can either get through it the hard way or the easy way.
Yeah.
Get through it the easy way and have some laughs. Have some fun.
Love it. Well, one of the easy ways, again, is to visit theworklady.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Jan McGinnis, thanks so much for sharing your humorous knowledge with us and your hints and tips, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again sometime soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave. Take care.
Our pleasure. Theworklady.com. I love it. You got to smile. Please do. And share some of the humor. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and whatever else. All the anti-social media stuff. It's all at Dave Graveline. And mention the show and I follow you back. But enjoy the things that we're trying to all work with together to get through. To just make you smile. Share them and tell people, hang in there. We're going to get through all of this. It's by all means. IntoTomorrow.com. We're back shortly here on the Advanced Media Network.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Jens Heidecker from IFA Berlin. 25 years of Into Tomorrow, that's unbelievable. Congrats to Dave and the team. And I will be here for the next 25 years, be sure.
Very good. Thank you, Jens.
Another one wishing us 25 years.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Gotta love it.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
I promise to make you smile as often as we can during this pandemic and for our show in general these past 25 years and certainly the next. We have someone coming up who's going to help us do that.
Yes, you'll be chatting with Jan McGinnis, the work lady. She's a comedian, comedy writer, and keynote speaker, and a make-you-laugher.
I'll make you laugh. Yes, yeah. You'll be LOLing coming up in just a few minutes right here at Into Tomorrow. Meet us at intotomorrow.com.